Thank you for joining us for Life and Taxes with tax attorney Andrew Foster of Harvell & Collins Attorneys at Law. Call in now with your tax questions at 247-7282.
And the tax man has cometh. Andrew Foster is in the studio. Good morning, Andrew.
Good morning, Mike.
Welcome to the show each Thursday. You always are you have been bringing nuggets in here for the past, what seems like, 2 or 3 months now, with developments on tax law emanating from the nation's capital. What's new coming down the pike?
Yeah, so today, Mike, I wanted to focus on some estate planning opportunities relative to the COVID crisis.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's interesting to say that because, you know, a lot of people are thinking, oh, goodness, you know, with economic downturn and various things, you know, there are opportunities, you know, question mark.
Mm-hmm.
And the quick answer is yes, they are. And it's a little bit different than what we've discussed in the past relative to estate planning and estate planning goals and where we're directing clients. Because typically, Mike, you know, we've mentioned that the estate tax being at $11.58 million
pretty
per person,
yeah,
very high,
mm-hmm,
only affects, you know, very few Americans. It's a very favorable time for what we call tax basis planning. So what it means is that we want to keep assets in our estate, keep appreciated assets in our estate in order to take advantage of what's called stepped up basis. And what step up basis means is that rather than your basis being what you purchased that stock for, that real property for, that asset for, whatever it may be, being the amount that you're going to base your gain or loss on when you ultimately go to sell that asset.
Right.
If you leave your assets upon your death to your beneficiaries through your will, through a trust, they're able to take advantage of what's called a step-up basis, which means that asset takes takes a fair market value basis, mm-hmm, as of the individual's date of death. So the easy hypothetical to say is, you know, you bought a stock for $1.
Right.
It's now worth $100.
Okay.
You sell it right now.
Mm-hmm.
You got a $99 gain.
Yeah. You got to pay tax on $99.
You got to pay tax on $99. All right. If you pass away and leave that stock through your estate, that then takes a fair market value,
$100.
$100 basis. Your beneficiary then goes and sells it for $100.
Doesn't
guess how much they pay?
Zip.
Zero. Nada. So
nice.
What we're doing is it's a very inclusive environment in estates. So when an estate tax is low, we want to push assets out of our estate because we don't want to be affected by the, mm-hmm, you know, the penal nature of the estate tax.
Yeah.
But right now we're saying keep assets in your estate and make sure that you know, structure your estate so that we give those assets to our beneficiaries and then they get to take advantage of step up basis.
Nice.
Under this COVID environment, it's a little bit different scenario because we have assets now that have gone down in value. Okay. Now it's coming, things are coming back,
sure,
around, and we hope they do because some of the planning opportunities I'm going to go into today take advantage of the fact that we do believe that the market's on the rise.
Mm-hmm.
And so one way we structure this, Mike, is to say, okay, we're going to give some appreciated assets to our, you know, our beneficiaries. So if you're able to do that, if you're in an environment where you have enough assets on hand and you want to help out a child or a grandchild or someone who, you know, a friend, Andrew Foster.
Yeah,
if you're in an environment where you want that to happen, then, you know, give these appreciated assets right now. Okay, yes, we're not getting that step-up tax basis because when you gift an asset, you're giving your basis to the individual.
Mm-hmm.
But the idea is that you're giving assets away, and if we have to file a gift tax return for you, at a lower value. So, you know, now that stock that was worth, in our hypothetical, is worth $100. Right now, maybe it's only worth $75.
Right.
So we're giving that asset away at $75, and we're only eating up, you know, a small amount of your lifetime exemption, that $11.58 million, because we're giving assets at a reduced value in hopes that they appreciate once you've given them to the giftee.
So the giftee would have the basis in at 75 on that example of the stock.
So the basis there, and that's the difference between giving right now and giving through an estate. Your basis is called carryover basis for gifting purposes.
Okay.
So that person would still take that dollar basis in that particular stock. But the goal here, Mike, is to go ahead and gift at a lower value.
Okay.
So gift at a lower value and then hope the assets appreciate once they hit the individual's hands and you've been able to get that gift out with only eating up a little bit of your exemption. The other thing this does, Mike, is that we're not quite sure where the ball is going to move relative to the ultimate exemption amount on our estate taxes. We know in 2026, our estate tax threshold is going down.
Mm-hmm.
It, absent any act by Congress, that number is going down.
And what is that? We don't know that number.
Don't know that number. At least $5 million. It'll be going back to at least $5 million, down from $10 million where we currently are.
I mean, it sounds like it doesn't affect a lot of people, but when you talk about business, small businesses, maybe the business is wrapped into
you
the whole
talk about business,
farms.
You talk about real property, you talk about life insurance, you talk about everything that's possibly included in your estate.
Yeah
it can affect. So what is this goal right now do of giving away assets that have declined in value? We're giving it a lower value. So we're not eating up as much as our exemption amount. And then also we're getting those assets out of our estate. So in the event that the estate tax level goes down, you've gotten them out at a lower value. So that could be useful for some of our clients, especially individuals who are right there on the cusp of that, you know, let's say they're at that close to that $5 million range.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, giving assets right now at a lower value, probably not a bad idea, because if that number does come down, you've done a good job getting those assets out of your estate. Plus, again, Mike, we talk about the fact that leaving stuff through your estate is great, you know, because of the basis planning. But giving assets to an individual while you're alive and getting to see them utilize it to, you know, go to college, you know, buy a house, you know, buy a car, whatever it may be, you know, and you get to see that, the person individual see that. There's something, you know, that's inherent value in that as well. So while you maybe miss out on a little bit of the basis tax planning, you know, you get to take advantage of this, you know, get to see it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah,
see it tangible. With your own eyes. And that means a lot to our clients.
That's interesting strategy.
Yeah. So that's one way that we can deal with the COVID-19 crisis. The other way is that interest rates are an all time low.
It's amazing.
All time low. Okay. So what's another possible planning opportunity here? What if we give an inter-family loan? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, if we go give a 9-year inter-family loan, that's at 1% interest, basically. That's you have to make it for the amount of interest that the IRS just says you have to make it to, or they impute a gift on you.
Yeah.
So we do a loan. I loan Mike, you know, $1 million. Okay.
And you say intra-family, within the family.
Correct.
Okay.
An intra-family or intra-friend loan in this example. So I give Mike $1 million and Mike, you just got to pay me back over the next 9 years. All I got to do is pay me back 1% interest on that loan. And at the end, there'll be a balloon payment of $1 million, and we'll discuss that at a later date. But so right now, you get to invest those assets in the market. You get to go buy property. You get to go do whatever at lower values. Remember, we're at lower values.
Right.
And so then all that appreciation that you're able to build up, you know, you're able to get that.
Buy low, sell
tax
high.
Tax free. Wow. Yeah, tax free as far as a gifting tax issue. Now, not income tax free.
Yeah.
But it's very interesting, and that's a good strategy. And then at the end of the day, all you do is pay me back my 1% interest. The government says, yeah, that is a loan. That is a loan.
Wow.
And you get to take advantage of that $1 million that I just gave you. And again, we were able to structure that in a very favorable environment where you're only having to pay back the individual a very, very low amount of interest. And we're pretty sure that you can make a return over 1%. Mm-hmm. And that's good benefit for you.
It's very, very strange times that we're in when you think all this calamity with market collapse, cratering, you hear these terms. And now all of a sudden, you know, the government's giving out free loans, PPP, and there's still money in that pot, lower interest rates. Mm-hmm. And that's in part due to the 10-year bond and the Fed and all the liquidity that's out there. So a lot of strategies people could utilize rather than just like kind of sitting on their hands, sitting on the sidelines.
And I think that's the big thing is that, you know, right now is a good opportunity for individuals as the state starts to open back up, the country starts opening back up again. You know, now's a good time to sit down and look at the opportunities we have available, you know, and see what can we do for you. You know, is it possibly doing some gifting right now?
Mm-hmm.
Is maybe some inter-family loans going to be a way to go? Is it just let's keep assets in your estate because we want to make sure those assets are there for your benefit during your life and take advantage of basis planning at the end of the day? You know, let's talk about, do you have some assets now that have losses that we can maybe capitalize on, you know, pulling, but cashing in those assets and taking the loss on those for income tax planning?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we've got so many different strategies that are available right now in kind of an economy that I see that we're not quite sure what direction it's going to go. But we do believe that we're probably on the upswing.
Feels like it.
Feels like we're on the upswing of things. And so we're waiting to see what kind of recovery it's actually going to be. Is it a V-shaped recovery?
Or a Nike swoosh?
Yeah. So we got it. We don't quite know that, but we can kind of see that, look, we think we're getting, we're a depressed market that's going to go up. So let's see what kind of opportunities we have here. Mm-hmm. And I just mentioned a couple for you today that, to think about. And the big thing is, you know, come see us at Harbell and Collins.
Absolutely.
And let's talk about all of this, and let's go ahead and put some plan in place for you.
Even folks who are still sheltering at home, I mean, there's 30 million Americans on the sidelines right now, unemployed. Might be a good time to look at your whole estate.
Yeah.
And give folks
and the other thing is income tax planning too. I mean, I know I mentioned that briefly, but yeah. I mean, right now, if you have one of those situations where you're not receiving your stock standard income, is there things we can do, you know, to take advantage of capital gains rates for people who aren't going to make as much money? Are there bonds sitting out there that maybe you could cash in at a lower interest rate? These are all things that we could discuss and try to plan, you know, estate tax basis, income tax basis, and make sure that everything can be put into place, because this is kind of a special environment where, you know, we're getting tax-free money, stimulus payments, and various other things, and put a plan in place for you.
And the IRS extended the deadline to July 15th. I'm just thinking to myself, boy, you're going to have fun next year with taxes. Because of all of this upheaval and all these different plans out there, these are great strategies that you've just kind of mapped out here and talked about from 5 miles up. But, you should give the folks at Harvell and Collins a call at 252-726-9050. Now, you've been open throughout the whole COVID-19 crisis, because attorneys are essential, and Harvell and Collins is there to serve. HarvellandCollins.com. Thank you, Andrew. Again, delivering another nugget here on Life and Taxes. We do it each Thursday. We'll do it again next Thursday. Thanks, Andrew. We'll see you next week.